All right, hey, welcome to the Bug Out Prepper podcast. I'm Mike Rondo, and today we're going to cover somewhat of a lengthier article that was written by Sterling Cooper. It's cover 75 Bug Out Bag List Essentials. So let's get started on that. Seemingly not a day goes by that news doesn't flash across our televisions or computer screens reporting of the latest catastrophic natural disaster, terrorist attack or threat, or even the imminent collapse of some major geopolitical or economic systems. Sounds all too familiar, doesn't it? It's because of these increasingly unpredictable or black swan events that there's a growing movement amongst individuals like you to be sufficiently prepared, come what may. So one of the simplest, most crucial steps in disaster preparedness is to have a well thought out an organized bug out bag list to aid in your preparations. This will ensure you have the equipment needed to make your departure from an area of disorder or complete chaos, at least a little bit of a safer one. A bug out bag list is not one size fits all. An excellent bug out bag starts with a great bug out list. It doesn't necessarily mean everything you put on the list will end up going into your bag, but at least you got a pretty good idea of where to start. The last thing you want to happen is not start because you don't know how, especially if you're just beginning. It's easy to get overwhelmed with a ton of information out there. Some of it's really good, some of it's not so good. So building a bug out bag does not have to be difficult. Building your own customized bug out bag should be a fun and enjoyable experience. After all, having a solid bug out plan and knowing that you're planning well in advance should help your mind at ease in case the shit hits the fan. So whether you're new at the idea of bugging out or you've been in this neck of the woods for a while now, there's most likely something you can take away from the following. The first item on your bug out bag list is the bag itself. There's two schools of thoughts on several schools of thoughts on this, really, of which the two main ones are you should choose the best bag for you. You should only choose the bag after you have the items. Regardless of how you decide to go about it, make sure your bug out bag is durable, fits you well, and is comfortable, and has plenty of storage space and compartments to store your survival gear. Make sure your bug out bag list includes the following items: water and hydration purification methods. Arguably, the most important bug out essentials are related to water and hydration. The human body can go without water for only 72 hours, and really after 36 hours, you're pretty much worthless, and the last 24 hours will just be you're worthless out there after a day and a half without water. Whereas it can go without food for about three weeks. Water is an absolute must-have in your bug-out bag. 1 liter minimum per day is per person is highly recommended. So you want a collapsible water bottle, a hard water bottle, maybe a canteen, definitely some water filters, purification systems, and purification tablets. You could also use unscented bleach. Bleach has a shelf life, but it's a pretty long shelf life. Next up are foodstuffs. In the preparedness committee, there are a lot of people eager to recommend various products, mostly off the shelf. Dehydrated store-bought items. A good bug-out bag list contains a variety of non-perishables, some that might require water, some that don't. In a real bug-out situation, you don't know how scarce your water source might be. To be safe, plan for more scarce than you think. Most of these items are self-explanatory, but the most important thing is you have to have about 3 days of food if you can. At least, energy bars, MREs, dehydrated meals, fork to open things to eat, a can opener, a metal cooking pot, metal cup, pot scrubber, portable stove if you can, stove fuel. Now all this stuff gets heavy, and it really goes back to how you want to look at. I mean, you don't want to bug out unless you got a bug out. The safest thing you can do is shelter in place. And let's always keep that in mind that the smartest move you can make is shelter in place, if possible. Bug out only when you absolutely have to. So let's talk about clothing. Sort of depends on your tolerances, your body types, the environment you're in, the environment, the season when you're perhaps have to bug out. So the last thing you want to have on is wet clothes out there, because hypothermia will take you out in no time. So a lightweight long sleeve shirt, convertible zip off pants, you know, obviously some underwear, wool hiking socks, fleece, a hat with a brim, definitely have a hat. Gloves is super important, a poncho. Shelter and bedding, you know, again, these are some of self-explanatory, maybe some of it's, but you know, a tarp, a tent, sleeping bag, ground pad, and wool blanket. But again, you're talking weight, and if you're bugging out, don't think you can just go hike 10 miles into the mountains. I mean, you have to be in incredibly good shape to deal with that. But these are things to perhaps have around and have them prepared. Being well rested, both mentally and physically, is extremely important when times are rough. Do what you can to make sure you're at your mental and physical peak at all times. So for a heat source, that means starting a fire. The following basics should be included in your bug out bag. The reason being, there's a saying in the survivalists and firearms communities, where there are two, there's one. Where there's one, there's none. Essentially, that means if you don't have backup and your primary fails you, you're toast. For that very reason, have at least three methods of starting a fire in your pack: ignition source, tinder, and a waterproof storage. First aid, you know, there's plenty of done-for-you type products out there. I look for first aid kits that are specifically made for survival and have high ratings. You can always build your own. Obviously, first aid kit, insect repellent, Mylar survival blanket is also handy. Hygiene, when bugging out, you need to be at the top of your game, so be sure to pack some of these: wet napkins, hand sanitizer, camp soap, a signal mirror, small pack towel, a travel toilet paper, tools next to weapons. This is something that gadgets are cool, but some of these, really every ounce counts. Determine the must-haves and forget the rest. But a survival knife, a multi-tool, and a machete are sort of the basics. Lighting, illumination is, you know, you got to have several of them, I'd say, if you can. An LED headlight, a mini LED keychain, a glow stick, candles, batteries, communications, obviously a cell phone charger, crank power charger, an emergency radio with a hand crank. Depending on the situation you're in, don't leave home without carefully thinking about, obviously, your documentation, maybe $500 in small bills, if we can get our hands on $500 in small bills. Quarters, gold. If you have a local area map, compass, small notepad, emergency whistle, definitely. Self-defense, well, something you should give serious consideration to, falls under the heading of being fit and healthy, because it could be a survive or die proposition. And you know, sure, you could have a gun, a rifle, pepper spray, but you know, try to be fit and healthy and rely on your wits. Miscellaneous, obviously, parachute cords, bandana, duct tape, some garbage bags, resealable bags, sunglasses, a face mask, sewing kit, maybe some tubing, a fishing kit, condoms, binoculars, face paint, military surplus, survival snare wire is smart, because it won't come down to hunting, it'll come down to trapping. Keep that in mind. We'll talk more about hunting versus trapping in your bug out. Anyway, that's it's not everything, and it's not the gospel truth. You owe it to yourself to do your own due diligence, and your bug out bag will not automatically keep you alive. It's, however, intended to help you survive a bug out scenario. So it's not a fad, it's not a hobby, it's a way of life. If you believe that, you'd be all that much better off as a result. I just wanted to share that with you guys. I think there's some pretty good information. Also, I have a YouTube, I don't know if you guys have gone over and looked at the Facebook page for Bug Out Prepper, but I share videos on there. I'd like you guys to come over there and like the page and share it with your friends. Also, I have a YouTube channel, same thing, Bug Out Prepper. I put videos on there probably maybe four times a week. And I look forward to seeing you guys again. I'm Mike Rondo. Till next time, keep prepping.